the Wake Up Call on the SportsNap Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Thanks for joining us here on Wake Up Call Sports Map Radio. All right, let's go back to the Progressive guest line. Progressive making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get your quote at Progressive.com today. Well, you may know the big game is on Sunday, but it's also Pork Rind Appreciation Day. Joining us, former defensive end great Jack Youngblood of the LA Rams, and also Mark Singleton of Southern Recipe and Southern Recipe Small Batch. How are you, gentlemen?
Better than we deserve.
Mark, I'll start with you. This is an opportunity for fans to win some money and also help out a good cause at porkrinds.com. Tell us what you're doing.
Yeah, you know, about 12 years ago, we teamed up with Coach Mike Dicka and the Gridiron Greats to help support his charity that gives financial support to retired players that a lot of them are in dire need. So today, your listeners can go help us raise money for the Gridiron Greats by going to porkrinds.com, and while they're helping us raise money, they could win $5,000 in a year's supply of pork rinds.
And Jack, from a former player perspective, the Gridiron Greats Association, the way they help former athletes, what does that mean to you?
Well, you gotta know who Mike Ditka is. Mike's a tough guy. He was a great tight end and a wonderful coach, and he's. Everybody thinks he's really a tough, hard guy to, you know, deal with, get to know, but he's got a heart bigger than an elephant. He's realized he's seen, and we all have, you know, the injuries that we have when we're playing the ball game create some issues later on down in life, and that's just you can't. It's hard to offset that. It's just part of the nature of what we do, or what we did. I want to help Mike as much as I possibly can to help some of these players that are in need, for sure.
Jack, when we talk about your career, famously, you played Super Bowl 14 on a broken leg. It seems like everybody knows that. And it's one of those things people bring up when they talk about the days of, you know, yesteryear with the way guys played and the way guys prepared. But give us a little insight on playing that Super Bowl with that injury and playing most of the playoffs with that injury, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. I broke it in the Dallas playoffs in the division. And I went into the locker room. They took an X-ray of it, and Clarence Shields, my one of my doctors, and he brings the X-ray out. He says, "Jack, you got a broken leg." And he put it in the light board. And I said, "He says, you see this right here? That's broken. You got a broken leg." I said, "Clarence, tape it up. We got 30 more minutes." And he goes, "I can't do that." And I said, "You're my doctor. You can tape it up." He said, "No, I can't." I said, third time, I said, "Clarence, tape it up. We got 30 more minutes here." And he said, "I don't know how to tape."
Oh. That's great.
I looked at him and he looked at me and he said, "I go get the trainer."
You know, you had such an amazing career, and the accolades are listed, but you know what a lot of people don't know is that your time at Florida, you're still considered one of the greatest Gators to have ever played in a school that has just turned out pro after pro after pro at all positions. Now, I have to give you a little bit of background here, Jack. I married into a Gator family, a full Gator family, my wife, my brother-in-law, my son now goes to that university. So I'm starting to understand the level of importance that you guys from the yesteryear mean to the Gator family. What does it mean to still be on the list of Gator greats? You're like in the top five.
Well, that's like I say, it's, you know, I don't deserve that. I'm blessed, and it was quick story. I got to go to Florida, University of Florida, with only one, the coach that came to the, our championship ball game at my little school in Monticello, Florida. He we won the ball game, and he came up to me and grabbed me by the arm and said, he said, "Jack, how would you like to be a Florida Gator?" And I said, "Let me think about that." "Yes, sir." And that was the one and only scholarship offer that I was presented with.
That's amazing.
He had one scholarship in his pocket.
That's incredible. To feel like to for your impact not only in the college game but in the NFL game. The excellence that you had playing, what people say about you in terms of your toughness, and you have even said, "Look, I wasn't the fastest and I'm not the biggest, but what is it that you had that allowed you to stay in the league for a long time and to reach the Pro Bowl level that you had?"
Well, I think that came. I lost my father at 10 years old, and my grandfather stepped in. He was sheriff of Nassau County for 28 years, and I think he taught me a lot about how do you do your job. And he said, the only way you do it is you do the best you possibly can every step of the way. So I was fortunate to have that kind of parents that guided me through what we did at the University of Florida.
In the NFL today, Jack, we see the defensive end position and the level of importance. What has changed when you observe it today than when you played back in your time? How is that position evolved?
I don't want to sound like I'm coming down on the players today.
Sure,
they don't play. They don't play 60 plays if they're 60 plays, or they don't play 70 or 80. They come out of the ball game, half the time. We didn't do that. I was taught different than that, and in a career of 14 years, I didn't miss many plays because, first of all, Merlin Olsen, if I'd have tapped my hat and said I got to go to the sideline, Merlin Olsen would have killed me.
Oh, yeah.
And Merlin would have killed me. And I had some big shoes to follow. Deacon Jones, I stepped in. He got hurt early in the season, and I had to step into his shoes. So I had a big challenge there.
And Merlin Olsen was for a lot of people, he was not only a great football player, but he was also on a television show. He was a Little House on the Prairie. So, like, for a lot of people, the idea that he was this really tough football player probably counteracted what he was playing on Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah, he did. He had two or three of those.
Yeah.
In the course of his career, he stepped off the field in front of the camera.
Exactly.
Well, now, Jack, you did too.
Yeah, you're also an actor too. You appeared in a couple of shows.
Yeah, that wasn't my game. Hollywood was just not my game.
Jack Youngblood joining us here on SB Nation Radio as we continue along on Super Bowl week. So once again, a great cause. Again, it's Pork Rind Appreciation Day. Mark, I love pork rinds. A little bit more about what you guys have been doing with that over the last couple of years.
Well, we've been around since 1955, and over the last several years, I'm sure you're aware, people have really become far more aware about protein as a part of their diet, about low carbs. And so many people are having success. I read every single letter we get from customers, and so many people are sharing their success stories, whether it's, their goal is controlling the glycemic index, zero carbs for diabetics. Pork rinds are really one of the few crunchy, salty snacks they can have. So as keto has become more prevalent, we're seeing people cooking with pork rinds, using pork rinds, with dips instead of chips for the game this weekend. It's just really been a a porcupine renaissance the last several years, and we're just so lucky to be teamed up with Jack and Coach and helping these great guys as we get ready to celebrate Porcupine Appreciation Day.
Well, you guys have been fantastic. Thank you both for joining us, Jack and Mark. Great luck to you, both of you. I really appreciate your time with us this morning.
Hey, don't forget, $5,000 at porklines.com.
That's right. Again, the Great Wonder Years Sweepstakes, porklines.com. One lucky fan can win a chance for $5,000 and also learn to support the Gridiron Greats Assistant Fund, established by Mike Ditka to help former players. Really appreciate you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Jack Youngblood, former Los Angeles Rams great, and Mark Singleton, again, of Southern Recipe and Southern Recipe Small Batch. As we continue along, it is Sports Map Radio.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents and Doug.
Breathe out and repeat after me. Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Your bird is eating my candles.
Your bird is eating my candles.
No, seriously, he's making a mess.
No, seriously,
he's... Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Get a customized quote at libertymutual.com.
This is your Sports Garden Network update.
I'm Tom Barton. For today's SGN's Best Bet, I'm going to the Super Bowl. I'm giving you another prop play, and that is Cameron Brate to catch over two balls in the big game. Look, Brate has been Tom Brady's go-to guy recently, and that's going to continue here. Brate had 11 catches in the playoffs, and he hasn't had a game where he went under three catches all the way since the playoffs began. Look, this guy is making a name for himself. Cameron Brate has also caught two or more balls in nine of his last 11 games. We also have the Steve Spagnuolo defense, which allows middle-of-the-field crossing patterns and especially tight ends to absolutely feast. That is where Brady excels. This could cash before the half. Look, to get my Super Bowl picks, you're going to have to listen on Sunday morning at 11 a.m. to our Wanna Bet show. But this is my best bet for the Super Bowl prop plays. Give me Cameron Brate over two catches. For SGN's Best Bets, I'm Tom Barton.
What do you get when you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You get someone who understands there's an art to listening.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Who's able to hear more than what's being said and can provide tailored mm-hmm. small business solutions that make you feel
okay.
Truly heard.
I understand. Let's get started.
For advice on everything from laptops to the cloud and solutions powered by Intel vPro platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.